Space, Spacito. The final frontier, Spacito. These are the voyages of the Starship S, Spacito. Its ongoing mission, to seek out new life and new civilizations and punch it, or shoot at it, or something. Because that's what heroes do. If you're enjoying it, you can leave us a rating or review if you like, but mostly, I guess, thanks for listening, Spacito. Enjoy the show, Spacito.
I will say, I've got a special treat for you to start off this session. I'm so excited for it.
Is it chocolate?
Is it more ammunition?
Do have to look under your seat.
You'll get ammunition, and you'll get ammunition.
Do have to look under your seat, you find half an adamantine bullet.
I won't be fucking surprised.
No, it's pretty fucking special what I've got for you. Right, I'm just going to dive in and start, so fuck all y'all. So, who's manning the gunners on the HMS Dendu ship at the minute?
I think it was Dr. Rich.
It was.
Yes, that's probably about right. So, Dr. Rich, who's not far from you at the minute, HUD, just looks up at you quickly and says, HUD, I've got something on the scanners, and... I'm not quite sure what to make of it. Can you see anything out? It's about, I'd say, about 11 o'clock. Could you tell me what you can see? Because what I'm seeing makes very little sense to me.
All right, Richie, but you're the brain box. You can't make it out, I don't think. So I look out there.
All right, roll a perception check.
That is a 9.
Yeah, you can see something coming towards you, but you can't quite make out what it is. It's moving very fast.
Are Dumas and Beltroff still on the guns?
To my knowledge, I am.
Okay, cool. I'm going to get on my combi and say, guys, there's an object coming towards us at speed. 11 o'clock. Get your guns on it, just in case.
I'll try and lock on.
Right.
I think that's a manoeuvre, isn't it? Can I...
That's an aimed shot, isn't it?
Focused aim?
Focused aim, that's it.
Choose target in range, next attack on this target using the attack maneuver is made with advantage. In addition, a roll of a 19 or a 20 on the die results in a critical hit.
Cool.
So yeah, you take the time to focus your aim. And as it approaches, you can all start to make out this shape. This looks like a shark is just gunning for you. Yeah, there's a shark coming through space at you.
Go home, Space. You're drunk.
I think they can make a law check if they want to see if they can recognise what this is.
I mean, yeah.
We've just been told it's a space shark. What more do you want?
Oh, it's got a natural 20.
Hey.
Yeah, this makes sense for you. You have spent life as a pirate in the open spaces, so you've heard a lot of myths and legends. It's not something that anyone you know has ever seen. It's called a Talvarius. Nothing's really known about them except that they've long been labelled as myths or exaggerations. No one really believes that they actually exist. But nonetheless, there it is, charging straight towards you. It looks like it's making a beeline for the Golden Rose. You can see that its body is covered in scales and there's a ridge across its spine that's lined with horns. And it is moving as if it's swimming through space. As it approaches, you can see its mouth open. You see lines of enormous, thick teeth. Dora and HUD, roll for initiative.
Okay.
Can I just point out this swimming motion it's making through space? As a scientist, I want to point out that it's in a vacuum and that makes no sense.
I knew as soon.
I do want to point out, but I did say that as you entered into the rift, the ship met with resistance, which suggests to you that it's not necessarily a void.
I'm not saying, DM, wherever this voice is coming from, I'm not saying that's not what's happening. I'm saying it don't make sense.
I mean, I get your point, Dimas, but how much sense does it make for there to be a shark in space?
Well, sharks in the sea hold their breath for a very long time, by my reckoning. I'm not a biologist. So it stands to reason...
I'm a space physicist, Jim, not a space biologist.
It stands to reason that in future, they've evolved into the stars, which is essentially the next step on from the sea.
He's not wrong.
I mean, you know what, Dimas? Unlike this shark, I don't think your theory holds water.
Maybe like a giant space whale, every now and then they just poke their heads down into an atmosphere and take a big breath. And then
I can't think of it. Like, I feel like that's how 2020 is going to end. Just a giant space shark is just going to poke its head through our atmosphere, take a big breath in, and then fuck off again.
Also, I do need to point out, sharks are fish. They have gills. They don't hold their breath.
I did say I'm not a biologist, and I also said I'm like a space whale.
Yes, okay, that's fine. As long as we're all being technically correct. The best kind of correct.
The best kind of correct.
Reboot's got no point of reference, so as far as he's aware, this could exist everywhere.
Next thing you know, there'll be space Tyrannosaurus rexes.
With black holes in their chest.
There fucking better be.
You know that's actually a thing, though, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
That's in the threat. Okay, cool.
I'm just saying, soon.
I'll leave that for your campaign. But what I will say is that in the threats database, these space sharks do just exist in normal space, and I was like, I can't really.
So what you're telling me is these could potentially be more common than the traditional shark?
Yes, they could.
If anything, our sharks are the weird ones.
Yeah.
Unless sharks actually evolved and just...
Now that is terrifying.
I think it's the other way. I think sharks evolved to just decide to inhabit planets. What we've got are shark colonists. From shark.
What you're saying is we've got the equivalent of, like, our sharks are what chickens are to dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Well, for all we know, it's coming to make friends.
For all we know, more people are killed by space coconuts than these things, and it's an endangered species, and we should just leave it to go on its way.
The last thing we bloody need is space Greenpeace on our arses.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started on Space Peter. He's an arsehole.
Is he the leader of Space Greenpeace?
They invite this on themselves, really, don't they?
Especially Peter. Prick.
Peter. Trade hangs out with Peter.
He owes me money.
Sorry, what was your initiatives?
Oh, yeah. 17 for me.
Okay.
12.
Okay. HMS Dendership is up first.
Dimas, do you want to fire on it first? Do your thing with the advantage?
Well, as I said, I'm not a biologist, but...
and I'm definitely not a space conservationist, so...
for all we know, it could be coming to say hello and in peace, but I guess I can give it a shot.
Hit it with your best shot.
So I wheel the guns around and target them in on what appears to be a space shark.
Fire at the space shark, Tom.
And that's a 19 on the dice, which, according to the focused aim, is a crit.
That is a crit.
14.
You take a shot and you can see a couple of the scales just spin off into space and little balls of blood start to trail behind it. Then we've still got Beltrov and Hud to do stuff.
Well, I guess Beltrov is going to fire as well. She didn't say she was taking any action, so it's a D8 for the systems, isn't it?
Yeah.
She gets a 14.
Yeah, so her shot, the rounds just bounce off the scales, clipping it not quite the right angle.
Okie dokie. And then Hud is going to do an attack run. He's going to charge towards another enemy in attack formation, move my ship directly towards the enemy, and make a piloting maneuver versus the opponent's maneuver defense. If successful, when my gunner hits the target with the attack maneuver, they deal additional damage equal to my dexterity modifier, so they deal 2 extra damage.
Okay.
That's not great. That is a 13 for me.
That is just enough.
Next round, Ultrov and Dumas get +2 to their damage.
Yes, as the Talvarius has actually gone past you and is heading for the Golden Rose, you've been the ship and head straight for it, following it up. Tom, did you want to do anything with Dr. Rich?
I guess he could just try and boost our shields.
Yeah, he can do that.
Well, he rolled a crit one.
Oh, he doesn't do that.
So go, Dr. Rich.
I'm far too overwhelmed by the presence of this space shark, which I did not believe could be a possibility, but look at it there. Majestic as it is, trailing blood behind it as you've just shot it. Oh, no, it's opening its mouth. It's going for a bite. So next up in the order is the Talvarius. It's going to swing its tail and try and hit the Dendu ship as it goes past. That's going to hit with a 21.
Oof.
The Dendu ship is thoroughly clipped by this. And, oh, it takes 9 points of damage.
Dear.
Just wait till it gets to the Rose. Next up, it's going to try and bite down on one of the sticking out parts of the Rose. Oh, I think that's less likely to hit. That's a 15.
AC 16.
I've got it as 18.
Oh, yeah, sorry, 18, yeah.
Yeah, so it misses, but it's going to try and bite again. That's a big miss. That's really fucking disappointing.
That's a bad miss.
The Rose have like a satellite dish on top of it, a little bit akin to the Millennium Falcon.
Let's say it does.
Okay, cool. Is a shark going for that?
Yeah, it was. And it missed. And it was really unfortunate because if anyone knows anything about Talvarius, it's that they really love eating satellite dishes. It's how space sharks really evolved. There was a trawler heading across the North Sea and a shark jumped. I don't know if there's many sharks in the North Sea, but for the sake of this story, there are. The shark jumped the boat and caught a satellite from the top of the trawler and landed back in the water and digested it. And slowly it develops technology just inside. It just evolved until one day the shark realized that it could launch itself into space.
Fucking BP.
This is now canon. All I asked for was sharks with freaking satellites on their heads, okay?
And actually, that is exactly what happened. Trump saw the shark launch itself into space after eating a satellite and just thought, I'm going to weaponize that. Unfortunately, he didn't think to train the sharks, so he just created an army of space sharks and set them loose on the universe.
I never saw the similarities between Trump and Dr. Evil until this it moment.
It makes a lot of sense. I can see him trying to extort the UN for 50 billion yen, though.
Yeah. Golden Rose is now your go.
How's it work with opportunity attacks in space? Are they a thing?
You can't move out of melee range with someone in space.
That is a good point. I was going to do a forced position.
I could try power boost to help with that maneuver.
Yeah.
So Reboot's going to try that. Power boost. And fluff it.
Reboot, as you move through in the engine room to try and sort this power boost, you've got it all lined up. It's ready to go. You go to push the lever forward to instigate the power boost. But then you're sort of overwhelmed by a wave of nausea. You lean forward to brace yourself and you close your eyes. And as you open them, you find yourself in a void. Nothingness just stretches out in all directions. You are alone, but you feel this really strong presence invading your space. You can't figure out where it is. It feels as though it's all around you, but you can't see anything. And then a voice. Quiet and inescapable sounds. But again, you can't find a source for it. Despite the quietness, this voice reverberates through your entire being. Rebook. Child of no one. No home, no family. This space is one where you belong, between places. You can venture onwards on your misguided journey. What lies ahead will be a challenge, but one I am sure you could overcome. But what lies behind is something that will destroy you entirely. Why risk yourself for these others? The dwarves gave you a home, but they hold no love for you. The Dendu see you as one of their own, and yet they abandoned you. Humans, Prometheans, Valna, Matakai, Eldorai, Kesh, none of these have done anything worthy of your sacrifice. I harbor no ill will towards you, so I offer you this advice. Remain here, in the rift between places and spaces. Stay here, and you might survive. You might see things you could never have dreamed of. Remain. If you continue, you will suffer and expire. And then you just collapse, and you're going to be unable to take action for the rest of this encounter. Your droid can, though, just because I didn't want to be too much of a cunt.
Cool. So I guess the droid's going to try a shield boost and probably outroll me again. No, no. We're both useless. That's a 11.
Yeah, nothing happens. The droid's too concerned about you collapsing.
Oh.
All right, we've still got Todd and Jimmo. Todd and Jimmo are on the guns. And Darren. Darren's piloting the ship.
I think Dora's a little bit enamored by this shark. She's kind of stares. Hello, beastie. They're kind of happy that it exists, but obviously it's just tried to take a chunk out of the ship. So she's going to say to Darren, let's try a forced position, fly back towards the Dendu ship. I need to make a piloting maneuver versus the maneuver defense of the shark. I rolled a 7.
That's not enough, no. So you're trying to force the shark to turn about and head back to the HMS Dendu ship. It's not taking the bait. It's using the greedy nature of base to duck out and move over your advances.
We're still going to whiz around to the Dendu ship, though. In fact, you know what? We're going to go behind it because we're quite fast, aren't we? We've got speed of 6.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put the Dendu ship in between us and the shark. While we do that, though, Jimmo and Todd will take a shot. Natural 20.
Don't kill my space shark so easily.
10 points of damage.
Okay. And then Todd?
Todd's going to take a shot at it as well. And this dice is probably going to get melted down. That's 14 to hit.
That does not hit.
I'm getting new dice.
Just saying, that's 2 natural 20s tonight. On the same dice I roll for Jeff.
People listening, we also play a game of Descent into Avernus, and Mike plays a character called Jeff, who in one game rolled 5 ones in a row.
That's me.
Sorry, back to the HMS Dendu ship.
Okay. Beltrov is probably going to fire on this. Tom, you want to do something with one of your guys?
From the guns, there's not much. I mean, guns are for shooting, right?
They are for shooting.
These guns were made for shooting. So I think I'll just, open fire on the shark again.
Remember, you get to add HUD dex to your damage.
I don't think that's going to really matter, considering I rolled a 12.
That's not going to do anything. That just sort of pings off the tail as it sort of flicks the rounds away. It's getting sassy, guys.
Fucking boo. Right, so Beltrov is going to fire as well. And, okay, gets a 20, non-natural.
Oh, hit.
So that's 9 points of damage.
Okay. So you take another good chunk out of it, and you can see you knock one of the horns off of its spine, and it recoils a little bit and opens its mouth and lets out what you could assume would be a roar, except that sharks don't roar.
It's one of the things they specifically tell you you can't hear in space.
I mean, again, there is resistance in this thing that you're in, which suggests that it's not a void, exactly.
I mean, to be fair, there's resistance underwater. You can't hear people scream underwater either.
Well, it depends how close you are to them.
So how close are you normally to screaming people underwater, John?
Well, if you're a shark, then you'd be close to screaming people underwater quite a lot, I imagine.
Actually, quite the misnomer. Famously gentle creatures, the shark. Help you with your shopping. Help me across the street if there were any in the sea.
There are streets in the sea. Sharks are streets ahead.
Hence street sharks. Hence space sharks. God, we have so much to learn from these noble creatures.
Are street sharks like the sharks in the Jets?
Yes.
Is that like Benny and the Jets?
I don't know.
A street shark named Desire. I'm calling it Desire. Shark is Desire.
That is brilliant.
Sold. So, Hud and Dr. Rich, what are you guys doing?
Dr. Rich?
Doctor Age is going to just try boosting the shields again, I think.
Cool.
22, so I think he succeeds, giving us an extra 2 AC.
Cool, so the shields of the HMS Dendu ship bring the AC up to 19.
Huzzah!
Fucking A1.
Some pretty high shielding right there.
I'm going to then do evasive action. So I'm going to drastically alter my flight pattern to confuse the enemy targeting systems, in this case, their eyes. Each target must make a dexterity saving throw versus my maneuver save DC, which I believe is 13. And if they fail, then any attacks that they make against us are made with disadvantage.
It got a 19.
Ah, bomb club.
Okay, so Desire is now going to go and once again is going to swing his tail at the HMS Dendu ship. That's a bad miss. And then going to try for the 2 bite attacks on the rose again. Fucking hell. Awful. Nothing happened. Desire is useless. Desire doesn't mean any of this.
I want that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, all right. Underneath Mike eating pizza.
Desire is useless.
Golden Rose, it's now your go.
The drone's going to try a power boost again. I'm going to roll online this time because I feel like technology might be my friend.
Technology is never your friend.
It gave me a 12, so let's see.
That's an acquaintance at best.
Well, I mean, 16 with my friendship bonus, which beats the 14 needed for the maneuver.
Ah, fantastic. Okay, cool.
Nice. So 7 to your next roll.
Ooh.
It's a smart drone.
Okay, in that case, we'll do an attack run on it. So I need to make a piloting maneuver check versus the opponent's maneuver defense.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to roll really, really low to not beat this with your plus 7 already.
Yeah, it's something...
You'd have to roll a 1 to not beat it.
It's 22, I think.
Yeah, that'll do. You make an attack run at the shark that's been sort of biting in the space around the Golden Rose.
Right, Jimmo's going to try. And 22.
That'll hit.
Oh, that's not really good. 5 points of damage from him.
Okay.
For Todd, that's a... Natural 20, hello.
Nice.
He's the online dice roller, guys.
It's rigged.
It's better than what I had.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
You're putting your faith in computers too much, Tom. They're going to turn around and bite you one day and set up the Matrix.
I mean, it might be rigged, so my D4's entirely rolled 3s this time. So 12, 15 damage altogether.
Oh, you can see this poor innocent shark, space shark, is looking very weak.
We're past the point of innocence now.
It's only done damage to one ship once.
It wasn't a playful bite.
Yeah, it was like maybe it was an affectionate nibble.
I mean, it was a tail whip.
Maybe one that's just an affectionate ass slap.
Maybe it didn't realise that it hit you.
Tail whip doesn't do any damage, going by Pokemon.
Maybe just lowers our defences, surely.
Oh, God, you're the worst.
Your AC is now 1.
Back to you. You can see the shark is sort of twisted and is, not that this makes much sense because there is no up, but it's lilting to one side a little bit, flailing its tail.
So, yeah, I guess in that case, HUD's going to make another attack run. That is 21.
That's successful. You make a successful attack run on this barely moving space shark.
So gunners get plus 2 on their damage.
Cool.
Dr. Rich, Beltrov, and Dumas. Who's going next?
I'll go next. I roll a crit fail.
That misses.
It's a bad miss.
Dr. Rich rolls a 16 to boost the shields again.
Shields are boosted.
Excellent.
And Beltrov is going to say, I've had it with these motherfucking sharks in this motherfucking near void of space, and she's going to fire.
Nice.
And she gets 20 non-natural.
Yeah.
11 points of damage.
Yeah, so this lilting, fairly unmoving, massive shark, horribly regretting its choices, is just hammered by these rounds fired from Beltrov's gun, and you see little bits of innocent shark spine just come out the other side, and there's huge globules of blood that float out in these bubbles, and it's like you want to feel joy that you've won this fight, but it doesn't feel happy. It doesn't feel...
We just killed a space whale.
Rip to zero.
Hell's heart, we stab at thee.
I blame Todd entirely for this.
God damn it, Todd.
Because, you know what? Desire probably could have survived that and then was just going to run away.
Oh.
I imagine Todd's incredibly happy with this.
Yeah, Todd's smiling. Todd just saw a child in the back of the head. Essentially.
This is a Breaking Bad moment. He's licking his lips at the sight of blood.
This is the moment where Jesse realises that he can't be friends with this guy.
Can I look something up on the sim?
You're going to need to roll a computer's check to do
that.
We
are not strapping this to the roof of our car.
It's a 19.
I'm trying to find downloads for old episodes of Street Sharks.
You managed to make a weak connection. You can find some stuff, but maybe not access the entirety of the sim.
Okay, well, I just want to know if... this seems like the kind of thing that parts of it may be valuable to certain people or black market sort of areas. I don't know what sort of space poaching is like, but we killed it in self-defense.
I think legally we've got to wait for someone to come driving up behind us and then they can claim the corpse and...
I think legally we should have done a lot of things.
I mean, that might be space deer, I don't know.
This is actually something that you can't really find any information on because no one believes that these things really exist.
Even in like myth and rumour, you know, people would have paid a lot for Dragoncock or something like that.
Yeah, but if you turned up with Dragoncock now, then people would be like, I'm not giving you any money for that.
I'm sure someone would.
Yeah, maybe. There are some hardcore George Martin fans that might. But... there's no way of finding out what would be valuable from a Talvarius because there's no way of...
Do we have anything we can take pictures with?
Just the blurriest cameras possible.
I'll say that you can take pictures of it.
It's just developing into some kind of, like, shark cock fetish. I mean,
we can at least sell it to a TV company, right?
Yeah, Space Shark Week.
You could sell evidence that it exists, but there's no way of knowing how much that would be worth.
It's like the galaxy's version of Bigfoot, so someone will pay for these.
Big Finn.
Big Finn. Someone will pay for these really shitty quality pictures we take now. And then people will start dressing up as Desire the Shark.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the endless void of space.
But there's definitely no way of knowing how much parts of it are worth because no one believes they exist, so no one knows what parts are there.
Okay, but we need to take a picture and then we can make t-shirts that just say the word I believe.
Yes, I am in support of that.
I desire.
The other thing to know is that this is quite large. Like, it's about the same size as the Golden Rose.
Reboot, send your drone to get some of its teeth and we can make, like, matching necklaces. And then we'll be like, yeah, we know.
Well, Reboot still can't know.
Get some, like, blood as well and we can, like, bottle it and sell it as perfume called Desire.
Desire.
Oh, wait. No.
And the other one would just be a dead shark drifting through a void.
I mean, at the very least, some DNA. If we have some, like... sorry, what are they called? Tamaki?
Bukkake.
Mako.
If we have some Bukkake DNA, then, you know...
It would be very hard to differentiate.
Varied.
You meant Talvarius, but it sounded so much like Tamako from that Simpsons episode that I
was
couldn't really get... You wanted nicotine tomatoes.
But yeah, maybe the drone could do a little sampling. You never know, but a DNA could be handy. Sell it to some lab to create biological space warriors.
I don't think this is a good idea.
I can see it now. My race choice in the next season is going to be half man, half shark.
I mean, oh God, it's so good.
I haven't seen Jurassic World 2, and there's a good reason for that. But I feel like this was the plot of it, and no.
You guys are no fun.
But is anyone going to check on Rebook?
Oh, yes, he is very quiet.
The drone is poking him.
Where is he, boy? Is he trapped in the well?
Is your drone named Lassie? Rebook, mate. Rebook, are you okay?
Am I still unconscious?
I'm going to say you start sort of coming to consciousness at this point.
Oh. What happened to Space Shark?
Oh, Desire is dead, mate.
Yes, my desire has been dead for a while, but what has happened to Space Shark?
Now, Space Base. It's dead.
Did somebody at least say "die, you son of a" and then shoot it?
No, because you weren't here. That's why I'm kind of communicating with you now. That's your job.
Yes, I'm sorry. I dropped the ball on that one.
We do give you a lot of the old school puns and references.
But I'll try and be on board next time. I had a very weird dream.
Oh yeah, tell me about it. Is it naughty?
Maybe sinister is correct word.
My favourite. Go on.
A strange voice telling me not to to stay in the void. Mm. It's like being born in reverse.
Sexy.
Rebook, are you saying this over like ship-to-ship comms? Like, can we hear this as well?
Don't see why not.
In that case, like, HUD's gonna like... Wait, what do you mean you had a weird dream?
Well, I overcame with the desire, shark, desire to fall asleep, and a voice spoke to me and told me not to push on, which would mean, specifically my doom, but I assume everybody's. It told me I had no friends, which is a bit harsh, but...
We're your friends, Rebook, but I had kind of a similar dream when we were back on the dwarf station. Anyone else had any weird dreams?
Not here. I'm still got all my marbles, thank you very much.
I would probably count this situation in the last few weeks as a weird dream.
That was really helpful. Thanks, Dora.
I genuinely don't think you exist, but I'm enjoying myself. At least it's not a nightmare. Yes.
Yes, yes. Okay, well... Everyone keep dream diaries, and we will feedback on this.
Oh, yay, a book club.
Dear diary, I had the dream again. This time the hamburger had six legs. And the face of my mother.
And then my teeth fell out.
And I woke up and it was a dream within a dream. There was a spinning top and I didn't understand the plot.
Oh, by the way, I'm only kidding. Of course you're all real. I do remember a dream about being in space and seeing the entire universe. Yeah, it was really bloody weird.
Was there a strange voice?
Was there a strange voice?
Yeah, there was. I just listened to that recording recently.
There was a strange voice. I thought that was the recording that got deleted and you had to do a recap of it.
We re-recorded it. Basically, I did a little bit of a synopsis of what happened, and that included just going into that whole monologue.
Okay, cool.
I added reverb, it's great.
I remember being brilliant. That's my memory of it.
So, can this episode's title be A Space Shark Named Desire?
It really has to be, Tom. There's no other way of progressing.
I'm right in thinking it's not spoken to me.
No.
Good. I was just worried I'd forgotten something.
To be fair, we all get wasted every time we play, so I feel like you all need reminding of them.
Kind of my point, yeah.
Yeah, very true.
I need to make very elaborate notes as I go along, and they get weird. Yes, back to where we were with the dream thing. You finish your dream conversation. Have you finished your dream conversation?
Well, I'd probably just say there was somebody talking to me, and it was a big booming voice in my head. But there's usually one of those anyway, so could have just been one of those, but I don't know.
I mean, I don't think I drank anywhere near as much of you. I mean, I've not drank during this year. Have you been spiking my water?
No.
Okay.
Why would I do such a silly thing?
The voice in mine told me to kind of back off and leave it alone and go drown myself in a bottle. What did it say to you, Rebook?
Similar, but without the bottle part. That I should abandon you and stay in this void that we're in and move no further.
Seems like some asshole doesn't want us to get too close to him.
If I'm honest, it makes me want to get closer to them.
Oh, totally, yeah.
I mean, they called me clumsy.
How dare they?
It feels like that's kind of accurate, but...
It seems to go straight for our insecurities.
I think we should probably find it and kill it.
That's what I tried to do to all my insecurities.
To be fair, you did kill the fuck out of your backstory.
And Dora's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on, why hasn't Dumas had a dream, though?
I did have a dream, actually. The voice said to me, stop being such a prolific lover because you're ruining other men for all the ladies.
I sincerely doubt that.
Great heart of the matter there.
Insight check. I want to insight check that.
If you carry on being such a stallion, then none of the women will ever feel satisfaction after you again. Because you're just that good.
I think we all needed that laugh to lighten the mood. Thanks, Dumas.
I try.
Yours is a hard burden to bear.
That's what she said.
I'm a hard bear to burden.
Hey. I'm in the void all week. Don't forget to tip your waitress.
I've not done inspiration very much in this campaign, but do ask. You now have inspiration.
What, for I'm a hard bear to burden?
Yes.
Is that a bar? Have we not hit that bar yet?
This is the first time we've ever achieved 100% excellence.
Wow.
And I want to reward it.
Fair enough.
Now we know.
And knowing's half the battle.
So, Desire now slaughtered unnecessarily. I will admit, Desire started the fight, but Desire now dead, drifting through space. You've taken your photos. I'll say that you can have retrieved some blood if you want. You are left in this rift. The chaotic energy is still twisting and spiraling around you. Luckily, you've not been thrown too far off course. And you can still see the path laid out that follows the route the Zamaron took between where they originated from and the Sol system. Remembering, of course, that the Golden Rose is following the lead of the HMS Dendu ship.
Hiding behind it.
It's not even that. It's that you don't have the nav data, so you can't plot the course yourself.
It is also that, though.
It is also that you are hiding.
We're just being smart, John.
I don't believe that for the slightest second.
You're a wise man.
God damn it. You know me so well.
You're not being smart. I've seen that picture of you eating pizza. What's happening? What are you doing? Are you just going to follow the nav?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're not going to float around waiting for more space sharks.
Yeah. For all we know, it'll be like wasps, and when you squash one, it releases a pheromone to bring its mates. I'm not a space biologist, but that seems...
I was going to say, I thought you weren't a space biologist.
I'm just spitballing.
We could wait around and see if a sharknado occurs, but that probably is impossible in space. Although this is a rift, so...
I mean, we thought sharks were impossible in space until 5 minutes ago.
Not space. It's not technically space. It's a rift.
All right, we thought sharks weren't technically possible in not technically space. There, you happy?
Yes, now I am happy. Now you are technically correct.
Oh, good. And that's the best kind of correct, isn't it? Oh, God.
It is the best kind of correct. Read a book. So, you continue to follow the path laid out in the nav computer, and you make your way through the rift. The patterned, colourful shifts and fluidity of space shines through the windows, creating shadows and ripples of colour and light within the two ships. The exit point of the nav computer appears. You can see it on the computer before you can see it physically, but then slowly in the view ahead of you, you see a small speck of darkness. And as you draw nearer and nearer, it stretches until it fills the view ahead of you. And you can see on the other side, there's a planet that's rough and To be fair, you don't know what distance you're viewing it from, or if this exit between rift space and normal space has any sort of distorting effect, but there's no evidence that this planet is anything but a barren rock. And you continue, and the ships push through, and there is again this strong resistance as you're trying to exit the rift. And as you arrive on the other side, you can feel the ships speed up a little, and the maneuverability increases again as the resistance that was present there. The atmosphere, if you will, that the Talvarius was existing in is no longer present, and you are once again in the void of space. This is a void of space.
An even more unusual place to encounter a shark. Be on your guard, boys.
Yeah, still not impossible.
So the planet you see ahead of you, based on sensor input, it's not that far away from you, and even on a planetary scale, it's enormous. The dark, muddy, red, rocky surface is potted and crated. From what you can tell, there's no vegetation or signs of life. There's no obvious structures. There are huge chunks of rock that seem to have just been lifted out of the planet, creating an incredibly uneven surface with great canyons and valleys.
Like quarried?
Yeah. As a dwarf, you would probably recognize this as being quarried, but on a scale that you've never really seen before. This looks like whole percentages of the planet's surface have just been removed.
Like a Doctor Who set, but on a planetary scale.
Yeah, kind of. You do pick up on your sensors occasional signatures of ships that seem to be patrolling, but the area that they're patrolling is so wide and they are so disparate and far away that navigating this space without being detected should be fairly easy using the stealth drives you have.
A stealth drive is something that we have to activate.
Yeah, the stealth drives, you do have to activate them. Similar to the ones in Season 1, they're not like cloaking devices. If someone looked out a window, they could still see you. It just masks your drive signature so that you're not visible on sensors as easily. Like if you've got someone that's really, really good at using sensors, they might be able to pick you up, but they're very unlikely to.
Would you be visible on a census?
Yes. If you fill in a census, then you are likely to be easier to find because you've given them your address.
Okay. So it works on sensors, but not census.
No, if you do complete a census, and this counts for if you're logging in online and you allow cookies, then they'd probably be able to find you because... Right.
They could smell the cookies, obviously.
They could smell the cookies, and yeah. Cookies are fucking delicious. And everyone knows that space wasps in particular love a cookie.
I'm sure our listeners will be glad.
Space wasps and cookies mostly. Just my explanation that stealth drives do need to be activated and they don't physically hide you.
Okay.
Or hide you on governmental paperwork.
No, they don't hide you from governmental paperwork. If you fill that paperwork in, you're easy to find.
What you need for that is a really good accountant.
Yeah. So you can fill in the government paperwork, but with the addendum that if you have a really good accountant, then you are still hidden. But then we're getting really into the minutiae, like the really technical detail of espergenesis, which isn't a level that I feel like we're willing to get into yet.
Yeah, come on, guys. It's a fantasy podcast.
I'm choosing not to use those rules just because I feel like it makes it a little bit too complicated.
Stand by for Season 3. We are going to go deep into the accounting mechanics of espergenesis.
We don't want to start relying on additional paid material that some listeners might not have the DLC for, etc.
Yeah, it's not fair because they'd be following it and they'd be like, well, I don't know this rule anywhere.
Yeah, the accountancy expansion.
Yeah.
Or the tax evasion module.
But technically, rules as written, if you had a good accountant on both ships, you could hide yourselves no matter what.
Pilot, check. Engineer, check. Accountant, check. HR team, check.
I feel like you guys would probably need an HR team more than an accountant.
They'd have a horrible time.
Well, no. We don't care, so...
We'd never get anywhere.
They're not really to make you follow HR rules. They're more to... I guess, actually, no, you need a PR team more than an HR team.
There we go.
That's a whole other expansion.
And, you know, we could have done with that just now, a penis recovery team.
I'm glad we did this.
Yeah, this has been a real treat. So, what are you doing?
Activate stealth drive.
Yeah, and get close to the planet. See what we can see.
Okay. Can Darren and Hud roll a stealth check? So dexterity plus proficiency with advantage because you've got the stealth drives.
22 for Hud.
17.
Okay. You are fairly certain that you're able to maneuver discreetly. And again, these ships are pretty well spread out and they don't seem to be actively looking for anything. They're just patrolling, as patrol ships would be wont to do. So what are you doing following that?
Can we tell if there's any area where like the patrols are kind of coming from, like on the planet, or are like sort of leaving patrols to go down to? I assume they need to refuel at some point.
Before we do anything else, can I just move from the guns back to the computers?
Yeah, you join Dr. Rich at the computers and you're like, oh, hello, Dumas. What is it? Would you like to join me at this here computer station? I can open my suit.
I wouldn't like to join you. I'd like you to go.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll probably leave. You're a very intimidating fella and I would rather have a nap. It's been a long time. And you don't...
Go sit on the guns.
You would like me to sit on the... Okay, can I nap there or would I be prepared? Shooting is not really a forte of mine.
You
if I was
pull
to
the
be
trigger. You just pull the trigger.
So no napping?
No.
No to the nap?
No the now.
Right. Okay. And he turns and you see his head sort of dip and his shoulders sink. His steps are quite shallow. You can almost hear his heels scraping along the floor as he makes his way to the gunning station.
Just shoot whatever Hud tells you to shoot.
Okay, yes, I'll do as you say.
Hud just sort of shouts after him, lose the attitude, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Just wanted a nice, quiet fellowship at the university on Dendersar, but no.
Hey, no chantering on HMS Dendu ship.
My apologies. I just thought it being a Dendu ship and me being the only Dendu aboard, maybe I'd have a little bit of... I'm sorry, I'll stop chuntering. Right, so to try and figure out if there's a point of origin for these ships, I guess it's an astrophysics check.
Oh, that wasn't good. Sorry, guys. That was a 6.
I mean, they're certainly ships, and they're in space, which means that you are well aware that they have to come from a place, but you also don't know fuel capacity or range of these ships, so it's kind of hard to figure out.
Can we try and scan the surface of the planet to see if there's any kind of cities or kind of built-up areas?
It can be xenobiology or a mechanics check for that.
Ravens, mate, you want to do the honours?
I mean, I can certainly try and help with the mechanics.
Can I just say, I just want to give you advantage for having a droid on this, because the other option is that you do it and then the droid does it. So, fuck it, you have advantage.
Cool. So I rolled 14 twice online, so that's a 20 altogether.
So I guess what happens here is you're quite capable of doing this, but your droid is hovering quite close to your shoulder and is like protruding out this little pointing arm and is trying to point at things that you're already looking at and you just keep batting it away.
Sorry, I know you're trying to help, but come on. Boop,
boop. Beep, boop, and, wow.
Oh, no. You're looking over there.
Even to a keen observer, this planet seems dead and lifeless. There is no evidence of any civilization of any sort. However, whilst you're scanning, you manage to pick up, there's an area that looks relatively undisturbed. So compared to a lot of the other planet where there are these huge craters and crevices and canyons, there's this area that looks fairly untouched. And you pick up traces of metal, and there's a very, very faint signature of a power source coming from beneath the surface.
Okay, this planet appears to be shithole, apart from this one specific spot here.
It looks like they built Mansfield.
Do we send a probe down? Did we just Mass Effect 2 this planet? Find what place has got resources?
Yeah, you spent a really fucking long time just like scanning up and down, to the left and up.
What a minigame!
God, fuck that minigame.
Honestly, Mass Effect 2 was probably the best of the Mass Effect games, apart from that. I will say, however, that was better than the Mako.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
Yeah, yeah,
It's so annoying because they fixed it. They fixed that minigame in Mass Effect 3, but they ruined the rest of the game. And then they made Mass Effect Andromeda.
Mass Effect 3 was not ruined. It had a bad ending, but the majority of the game was good.
I will. And I actually didn't really care about the ending of the game. Like, it was kind of what I expected. Like, I honestly don't care if you give me three powers and the conclusion is the same no matter what, because, to be honest, that's kind of what I expect from most stories, like the good guys win it. So actually, I take it back about Mass Effect 3. Mass Effect 3 was great.
I never played it, but I understand why people were as angry as they were. You put in, like, however many hundreds of hours over three games, making loads of different choices, and it's just RGB. Let's go, fam.
Yeah, but also, like, if you finish the game, do you expect, like, I just don't really understand what you would want the outcome to be other than you win.
I think especially coming off of, like Mass Effect 2's ending, where it's, like, all of your choices mattered and, like factored into the end game. I think that's what kind of built people's expectations up.
But that's kind of like one cutscene of who survives and who doesn't.
Yeah, it's not that big a choice.
I think at the end, basically, you were fucked whatever with the Reapers, and this was your ending.
I no offense to that. I will say, however, that Andromeda was a shitstorm, and they shouldn't have. They've ruined the legacy of the Mass Effect games with that. Sorry, hang on, off track.
I never completed.
To be fair, they've just cancelled all future Mass Effect games. They'll never bother doing it again.
No, because they made hire better voice actors and write more script for those characters in the incidental dialogue. Yeah. Then
and don't get your big team of programmers to do the flagship of your series and get the rest of them to work on fucking Anthem.
Yeah,
1, 2, and 3 were great games. Any lacking they had was more than made up for with the rest of the game. And then they made Andromeda that was just lacking.
I thought the combat was quite good on Andromeda.
Though I still don't understand the clips.
I have so many more thoughts about Mass Effect because it is the only game that I've ever bought every DLC for. But this isn't the time or the place.
I mean, it's very much on par with what the game was designed around. If there's ever an audience for it, then...
Yeah, I mean, Crucibles are literally Mass Effect relays.
Relays, yeah.
Anyway.
Shut up.
You have located a site that has traces of metal on the surface of the planet. There is a power source below. There's nothing else. The rest of the planet is just giving off dead rock signs. Like, it is not interested in you at all.
Can we do some scanning of that power source? I've noticed whenever I'm playing this podcast and I speak not in Dumas's voice, I speak in a half Dumas's voice. My accent is stronger on this podcast because I keep switching between
midway point between your normal.
Yeah, and I end up in a midway point. Can we scan the target?
Scan the target rather than can we scan target?
That's not how it works.
I know.
We scan target?
There we go.
Don't touch
shop.
I started something.
Yeah. Took lion, took witch, and took wardrobe.
Took good, took bad, took ugly.
All right.
It's offensive to my people.
We are.
literally.
What, the ugly?
Our people.
I am a northerner.
Bolton's like 3 miles up the road from where I grew up.
See, the thing is, Tom, you're from Lee. You're from the proper thick of this. Yeah, I always think of you as quite a, I don't know, like a non-geographic person, really. I don't think of you as a Lee boy.
Yeah, I've spent my entire life trying to escape that with my voice.
You should embrace the Lee.
No one wants Lee embrace. I'm sorry if we have any listeners from Lee. Also, I probably know you. Give me a shout.
You should have said hello by now. It's ridiculous.
Hello? Is it Lee you're looking for?
God, that was good.